Got that out of the way. Welcome to episode 4. We are your hosts. I am Adam. With me, we have Dylan.
And me, Alex.
Dylan, say hi.
Yeah, hi.
Teach them your voice, because this is also
That's my voice.
This is on iTunes, and Alex.
And
I'm Dylan.
We also kicked out Brendan.
Absolutely kicked out Brendan.
we saw your tweets.
We saw your YouTube comments of Lynch Brendan.
Yeah, and
We lynched him, but I recorded it, but then I was proving to these guys that it was shockproof.
Oh, yeah.
So I threw it on the ground while it was recording.
Yeah.
And I guess the camera's shockproof, but
the video isn't.
The memory card is not.
So,
it says cannot read, but I'll see if we can figure it out and upload it. If not, well, Dylan threw the camera on the ground. It was such a good ending. It's like, look, the camera's shockproof. Throws it out, it's cut to black.
Yeah.
So, on the video that you guys may never see because Dylan threw it on the ground, we killed Brendan, and we also got to the discussion of,
We sold his organs on Black
Mountain. We got to the discussion of, like, my sweater, right? And my sweater's talking about, like, Asian stuff because I'm in a Vietnamese club.
He's Vietnamese.
I actually
met. As you can see.
Yeah.
In the audio. So you can only see it in the audio, because in the video, it's obvious that he's not Vietnamese.
So, I guess we decided that this was going to be a good talking point for Alex. So story time with Alex again.
I also didn't do a timer for this, so.
Yeah.
Should I time it? Time it. I'll do the timer.
Also,
I got you guys.
Be careful with speaking back there, because it's me loud.
Oh, should I not speak back here? Should I not speak back here, Adam?
That's what I'm talking about. Sorry, audio listeners. All right, Alex, continue.
So, a long, long time ago, me and Avery were dating, right?
Throwback.
Yeah, throwback.
What time is it?
It's been, 17? Like, 3 years. And I believe, like, one of the first few times we were hanging out was, like, club day. And the club day for our school is, like, it's basically, like, everyone, all the people of different age groups, like, as a senior, then junior, then, you know, all the way down. And I was an 8th grader at the time. And
I also have nerd.
Yeah, you're a nerd.
All of us are.
You know, I was trying to get into club with Avery, and Avery was being shy. So I was like, you know what, let's just do this one and this one, and, you know, we'd eventually go to one, and I signed us both up for a few clubs, one of them was Vietnamese club, and,
I don't even know this story yet.
Yeah,
I'm
on the edge of my seat.
I have a club day story after this, so.
So, Vietnamese club, I forget what happens, but I don't believe that she goes to the club day for Vietnamese club. And that's the only one I end up going to, because I was, you know, I was like, oh, well, she's not gonna go, so I might as well not do this thing,
So she betrayed you.
She betrayed me.
Is that why you set her locker on fire?
Yes, that is completely why.
That's a separate incident.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that later. I went to this Vietnamese club thing, and they were pretty cool about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what, I'll do it. And looking back at it, I probably had a huge advantage because I was a white person going out for a Vietnamese club, because that shows, like, diversity, and then that,
yeah,
you know,
diversity, the club based around one ethnic group.
Yeah.
Classic white male privilege, am I right?
Check your privilege out.
Yeah.
So, I make it in. There was a senior that was, a senior that was trying to make it in, and he didn't make it in. I always think, like, what happens if, you know, the senior made it in and I didn't, and what if it was my whiteness that kicked him out? But yeah, so I make it in.
Classic
and then,
white man privilege.
I'm
telling you.
Ruins
everything for everyone.
Everything.
Especially the Vietnamese.
We apologize.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Vietnamese people.
I mean, there was that war, but this is more
important. Okay.
Yeah, sorry about this. I'm not sorry about the war, I'm sorry about this.
Okay.
Let's take it back a notch.
Yeah, let's... Okay. So I don't tell my parents for a while until, like, Rice Bowl, which is this event where all the Asian clubs get together and they play football.
And eat rice.
Yes, and eat rice.
That's why it's called Rice Bowl.
Because it's like football.
Okay, moving on.
So fun fact about me, I'm really bad at football. Very, very bad at football.
You were on the football team in freshman year, though, right?
Another story. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
how many times how many touchdowns did you score? How many baskets did you
I think I was in twice.
Nice.
Good job, good job. Good sport ball.
Like, dude, you know, I wasn't even on the team and I was in more than that.
Probably. You know, Rice Bowl comes around, mm-hmm. and, God, I think back then, Turkey Bowl, you could still blow off.
Yeah. Hey, don't crack your knuckles on the podcast. They can hear it.
So you can still blow off Turkey Bowl, which is this stupid event that,
we talked about on a different podcast.
Oh, okay, sweet. So yeah, Turkey Bowl, you could blow it off back then. So I did. Completely fine. I went to the thing. And I had, because it went late, and because people were dumb and they took too long to play football, and it kept causing penalties, and an ambulance had to come because someone got injured, and then it was like,
when he set the locker on fire.
Well,
yeah, third-degree burns. I mean,
worth.
Yeah.
So ambulance, and then there was like a fight. So it was really late. It was like 11 o'clock, and then I decided to tell my mom that. I'm in Vietnamese club because I'm out at like 11 o'clock and they're like, where the hell are you? You Hitler born child. Where are you?
Holocaust, am I right?
Yeah. Wow. And,
this podcast, we're recording it during Hanukkah, so.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah.
But you know, yes. Okay,
Alex. Hanukkah today.
Go on.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. Happy Hanukkah.
So, God, where was I? Oh, fight. And explain to my mom. So she's like, I'm like, mom, I'm in Vietnamese club. And she's like, what the hell? When did you join this? And I tell her, oh, I've been in it for a while. And this is like, you know, this is post me and Avery, so I you know, I'm pretty quiet.
Well, yeah, because you just set her locker on fire.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
It's okay. You don't have to talk about that.
Yeah.
I know it's
yeah.
a sensitive subject.
All right. Yeah, I will refrain from talking about that. So I talked to my mom, and I'm like, yo, I need to stay out a little bit later. And she's like, what the hell? You're with people that I've never met before. And, you know, the whole mother spiel.
They were raping him.
Yeah.
Okay, again, we have Tumblr fans now, so let's keep this clean.
We're not Brendan here. Come on.
Yeah,
we're not
do Brendan. We really care about them?
Whoa. Care about you. Jane, we love you.
I mean, Jane. Jane's one thing.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
If Jane's offended, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But
apologies.
You're our only fan.
Yeah, sorry. Everybody else... fuck them.
Yeah.
For real.
So,
sorry if this wasn't okay with you. Okay, moving on.
So, where was I?
Mother don't know people.
Oh, yeah, so my mother, she like, you know, let's just slide. She's pretty cool about that. Mm-hmm. And then I get home. Fast forward 6 months. My father kind of knows, but he doesn't really know. And it's some family thing. It's like, I want to say... Easter, and you know how us, you know, white people celebrate Easter.
Yeah, yeah. White people.
Am I right? Am I right?
White people.
Am I right?
Right?
So, yeah. You know.
You're right.
Along opening my Easter right. gifts.
Easter gifts.
You know, this family thing, they're all, you know, everyone's here. I forget where, I think I'm in some other part of the USA. We start talking about why am I in Vietnamese club, and I have to make up something, right? Hmm. So I blame the whole thing on Avery. I was like, oh, well, I was dating this Asian girl at the time, and, you know, I wanted to impress her, and so I joined an Asian club, and then we broke up, but I was like, oh, I'll stay with it, whatever.
She broke up with him because he joined the Asian club.
Yeah, that's, you know, probably fact. So...
fact.
God, wait. Okay, so I make up that lie, and then my father keeps like spreading that around, and then I start to like get with these, like, you know, get like, you know, enjoying these people, and it starts to become like enjoying these people, like, you know, friendship and stuff.
Oh yeah,
like,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Friendship.
Okay.
We know what you mean.
And
don't worry.
It starts to be like, you know, I start to have like a bond with them, you know, friendship and all that stuff. And my parents still think it's just, like, a coincidental, it's a coincidental, like, he was with an Asian at the time, and he was just trying to impress her, and now he's stuck. So, eventually, I have to, tell my parents, you know, I'm actually into it, and they're actually really cool about it, but I forgot where I was going with this.
Don't worry about it.
Something.
Why wouldn't they be cool?
There's a lesson. There's a lesson behind this. What? Oh,
Asians are bad.
No, there's a lesson behind this. Jane, something about. Oh, yeah, no, because my parents started explaining it, and like through a chain of events, my friends started thinking that it was because of because I was like dating an Asian chick, and then they were like, "Oh, why are you still in this club? Why are you still in this club?" So I had to start explaining to people like, "Oh, I actually like these people, and they're really cool."
So quick interlude. I apologize if you can hear brother playing piano in the background.
Man. Dude, rock on.
Yeah.
All right, keep continuing.
This is my jam.
So, start apologizing. Explaining, whatever, that thing. And
hurry up. How much time do we have?
It's been over half the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? Basically, main lesson of the story is, God, that's why I'm in Vietnamese club, everybody.
Anyway, and back to club days of my segue was how, this year for club days, me, Brendan, and Dylan made flyers for
Danny DeVito Club.
And we were running around club days yelling.
Dude,
Danny
I got
DeVito club.
Like, 5 people to join it.
Yeah, we just handed out flyers to people. It was great.
Oh, I remember. Okay. All right, I remember. It was that you make sure that you join your stuff for the right reasons and
check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Join your stuff for your right reason and then join yourself for your right reason.
Join yourself for your right reason.
This isn't a kid's show. It doesn't have to have a moral.
Every episode needs to have a moral. Okay, cool. This is how to build a birdhouse.
You can be the moral guy.
And the birdhouse
is... Alex is the moral life. Guy.
Here, I have...
Oh, that's actually a good one.
I have a story.
This is how to build a...
This is how to build a birdhouse.
Lighthouse for your soul. Okay, sorry. So, in the video, you may notice how I now have this dandy little brace on my finger, even though this is only 2 days after our last recording session, because the night that after
night
we
before
recorded,
Christmas?
Not that night,
night
this
before
is
Hanukkah?
Tuesday night.
Night before the second day of Hanukkah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it works.
Night before
the second day of Hanukkah.
It was like 1 a.m. or something. I was doing all this homework for my English class, and I was tired, and I had this plate because I was done. I was about to go to sleep because I was tired. There's this plate because I was eating earlier, like some dinner, and I'm like, oh, this smells really strong. I'm gonna go like take this out because I want to be able. Alex,
Alex, we're trying to record a podcast.
Come on, I'm professional.
Do you have to wait outside?
Alexander Graham Bell.
I might. I'm right, sorry.
Okay,
are you all right?
Are you done? I am okay. Thank you.
All right, so
thank you.
Anyway, plates. I was carrying outside.
No, thank you.
And
you're welcome.
All right.
I was very tired. I'm like, I drop it. I'm like, oh no, I'm dropping a plate. Here, I'm really tired. I'm going to try to grab that bowl and stop it from falling. So I'm bending down to grab it when it's falling, and it hits the ground, it breaks, a piece goes up and just cuts right into my finger. It's my pinky finger on my right hand.
Now you see, you just weren't MLG enough.
I wasn't MLG enough.
If you were MLG
you
could have gone like...
It was bleeding.
You know that scene
everywhere.
In The Hobbit with the dwarves?
Totally.
Where they're throwing around the plates?
That's
do you?
I don't.
Do you, Alex?
I do.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, so, I cut up my finger hell bad. At, like, 1 a.m., my dad took me to the ER, but we showed up, and they're like, oh, wait, there is a 4-hour wait. So, instead, it was like, yo, give us a bandage, and they did, and I wrapped that around my finger. Then we went home and just slept until, like, the next morning, where I skipped, like, half of school to go to the ER and get them to tape it shut. And give me a splint so I don't bend my finger and pop that thing open.
Haha.
That's why. Moral of the story. This story
like
is.
A scale of one.
Don't eat.
BMLG.
Yeah.
Yeah. Practice your plate catching.
To be MLG free.
And don't try to grab plates that are already falling and are close to the ground because they might break and shatter and cut your finger open and now it hurts randomly. Like sometimes it doesn't hurt, but then it does. And it's like, what?
When I accidentally hit your hand earlier. Do you remember that?
Did
that hurt?
Yes, it did.
Nice.
Met today in gym class. We beat the freshmen.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys in gym or in driver's ed?
We're in gym.
Oh, I'm in driver's ed.
We only have to do gym for a quarter, though, because we had a podcast for the first quarter.
As you guys know, the pre-podcast, that was recorded during what was our
gym class,
quote-unquote.
Yeah.
But now we have an actual teacher named Mr. C.
We thank God we can finally get swole, right?
Dude, we're gonna get so swole.
I just wanted to say real quick, because I was thinking about Trevor saying.
Real quick, 12 minutes.
Real quick, for the other, so I can make sure that I take up the entire podcast.
Don't judge his iPod, and it was
hey, the iPod's shockproof too.
That was funny, that should have been. Just threw it at a dresser.
Yeah, it probably didn't even pick that up. Hey, it's
not turning on anymore. The sound, it actually picked up the sound. Like, I heard, like, creaking from the stairs on last episode.
So, so I was, you know, driving, and usually there's this one kid you switch turns, like, driving and, you know, making sure that the other person doesn't crash and be an idiot. So the person that was, supposed to be in the car with me, he was absent, but he usually is, like, a dick, and when I'm driving, he just, like, slams on the brake just to mess with me. But he isn't here, right? So this is the dream that I've had to, make sure that everyone knows that I'm the best driver. And there's one really snobby person named, you know what? We're going to call her,
Just Fiber. Say her name.
We're going to call her Fiber.
Because right? I want to know who it is.
Connor?
Connor? Who?
Connor Hahn?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I know a person.
Yeah. So she Connor was like, Hahn, she, you know, she
hey,
was,
he's watching this right now.
Connor's a girl.
Oh yeah, she's watching this.
At
right
least
now.
You tried.
So she, you know, she was like, "Oh, well, I'm a better driver than you." So this is my dream to
1v1 me driving.
To 1v1 her driving skill. And she blew a stop sign, and I noticed. And I made sure that she got like super called out on it.
Oh shit.
I didn't do anything like bad. The teacher's grading scale is like okay, fair. No, it's fair, okay, good, and then he goes in plus and minuses, and if you're below fair, then he just, like, you know, curb killer,
punches you in the face.
Yeah, he basically punches you in the face.
You're out of the class.
So, I get a fair plus, and she gets a fair minus, because she blew a stop sign. Meaning I'm the best driver.
Because fair, that's like the lowest, and if you're lower than that, you're not allowed.
No, it goes, okay. Wait. Fair. Damn, no, wait, which way does it go? I don't know. All I know is that I was better than everyone.
So basically, you were meh, and she was meh.
Yeah.
And so, you're proud of yourself, because you were better than someone who's
I just wanted
really
to say,
meh.
On national television, which this will eventually be on, in your face, I'm better than you, and you can go drive into a hole.
Well, drive into a hole.
Oh yeah.
And we have a minute and 20 some seconds left.
So outro.
Plus like another 20 seconds.
Yeah. Another 20 seconds.
So also guys, I'm really proud of myself because I haven't killed anyone this year. So that's better than like at least a few people.
Also guys, follow our Tumblr fan blog,
BrittleSupporters.tumblr.com. I don't drive, and that's probably better than some people who drive really badly.
Down.
I'm also proud of myself because that's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
I'm proud of myself because that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
And since that was sufficient and adequate, I'm proud of myself.
So thank you guys for listening to me blab on about Vietnamese Club for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
If you like this episode, and if you want
guys,
more,
subscribe to our YouTube channel, Birdhouse Tutorials.
Like to, I know you like this. Don't dislike, please.
Please no, they're gonna dislike it now. Okay. And follow our Tumblr fan blog, Birdhouse Tutorials.
Follow us on Twitter if you want Brendan in the next
tutorials.
Episode.
Isn't
Brendan?
Like
and if you don't tweet,
slash,
fuck you.
BirdhouseTutorials.tumblr.com.
Birdhouse/Twitter/tutorials/house.
.co.uk.
.au.
.info.
.megashare.
.rpg.
/megashare.
.com. MXC.
MLG. Alright, time's up,
but
that means we probably have a few more seconds.
Oh, we have 17 seconds, alright. 17 seconds.
How long is an outro usually?
It's probably a good one, you know.
Welcome.
Are we gonna do the Sharks Jets things?
Shark.